Hello, good morning. This is Cody.
Hi, Cody. This is Nadine with Local Splash.
Hi, Nadine.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
Okay.
1 minute, please. Let me run downstairs here.
Yeah, yeah. Take your time. Don't run.
Hey, Nadine, this is Laura.
Hi. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, considering it's raining outside.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know if you guys got the weather before we did. We're over here in the southern part. Uh-huh.
Where are you located?
We're actually in Orange County, in between Los Angeles and San Diego.
Yeah, no, it's always raining at our house, even if it's not raining 5 minutes away from our house. We live in, like, a microclimate.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we're getting a lot of rain right now. We need it, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Nice too.
Yeah. So I did tell Cody, I sent an email to kind of give a recap of what I was speaking of with him in regards to our program.
Did you send it to the Funding Company?
Okay. Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
Okay,
it would be coming from Nadine Medina.
Okay, go ahead and give me, like, a recap.
Yeah, yeah. So, basically, the package that I was offering him, it's our VIP with Facebook. That's going to put him on the first page of Google in the local map section. So, what we do is we get you guys verified, create that Google business profile,
Is this through, because I know that there's, like, is this through Google, or what is this through?
Our company is Local Splash. We're Google's channel partner. Google's not going to call you directly, so just to be very clear on that, Google works directly more with, like, the corporations like Target, Macy's. I believe we're one out of 40 in the United States that are channel partners to Google.
Okay.
So we assist with helping you guys get listed on the first page. We don't work for Google. Just an FYI.
Because I know that somebody had contacted me. His name was Alex, but I wasn't sure who he was affiliated with.
Yeah, he could have been from, like, another third-party type of company.
Okay.
Another SEO company. Yeah. So I will say this. Anytime if anyone ever tells you that they're Google or they work for Google, their pants are on fire. Because they won't. Just so you know. Okay. So our company, Local Splash, originally reached out to Cody yesterday because we just had a position open up in the local map section of Google, okay?
Okay.
Because we're a channel partner, our guidelines from Google is we can work with one business per industry per area. We work with many businesses throughout the United States. So I know he was picking up the kids yesterday, had to get the ice cream, so we felt today probably would have been the better day to call him. And he was actually the last call anyways.
It's definitely better to talk to me regarding this kind of material. Cody's, that's isn't really his wheelhouse. So let's,
She says this is like your specialty, right? And that's why I wanted to speak with you too. Okay.
Yeah.
So he mentioned that you're working on the website currently. I'm the Facebook page. Good.
Yeah, I have. So ultimately, like, I have my own business too. And so I had a project that had to be done, but
it was a very expensive
project. It was like 150 pages of budget analysis and cost estimates and breakdown of materials for, we're doing a beautification project in the HOA community that I live in Redwood Estates. And I presented like 25 different separate beautification projects that we can start to work on. And so we had to figure out which one to do first, and that took like so much of my time.
That sounds pretty
expensive. So I'm like, with our thing, I just have to basically prioritize like what is the most important thing.
Absolutely.
One was due yesterday, because the board needed 2 days at least to go over the material. It's very expensive to make their decisions for Wednesday's meeting. But now that that's done, my next priority is to take care of the QuickBooks and the website for Cody's company. Or I can't even call it Cody's company. It's our company. I technically have 51% ownership because that's better when we have a woman owning a company versus.
Yes, I hear that quite often. That is true. Nothing against Cody, but it's more benefit for you, right? Get more benefits like that, I think, more beneficial.
I think it's more benefits, and then, like, if anybody ever sues you, it's a ton better if it's a female-owned company versus men.
Right. True.
Yeah.
True. So that
was the best advice that our lawyer friends gave us.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So the package that I sent him, basically what that does is the first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. As far as Yelp, we're just branding the page. Okay, I think he mentioned he might be doing Yelp ads. We talked about some reviews that were coming.
Oh, yeah. No, we are doing Yelp ads. I'm so pissed at Yelp, though. I told him, I said, you guys have a month to get your shit together. Because the problem with Yelp is they do have a great platform. They have the great bones. But the issue is that their algorithm is set so high that anytime any of our customers review us, they remove it.
So I told Cody, I'll tell you why. Over the years, I've learned this, and we help a lot of our clients with Yelp ads. If they've never ran them in the past, we can assist them with different promos. But if, let's say someone left your review, right, on Yelp.
Yeah.
But it's their very first review. Yelp is going to not recommend that review. If they feel their algorithm, if they feel that you asked for that review, they're going to filter it to the not recommended. And I found this out years ago with my aunt who runs a catering business. She legitimately did these gigs. People left reviews, and then all of a sudden it was like, where are those reviews at? They were at the not recommended.
You know what's hilarious is that a lot of these people are the ones that Yelp gives us. Like, Yelp is giving us this customer. They're reviewing it, and I don't even know these people, and then it goes away. I get why it happens. Like, people, okay, but here's the thing. You only review somebody if they did fantastic work or if they did shit work.
Right.
And so ultimately, like, I've only reviewed maybe in my 15 years of having a Yelp account, 5 people.
Yeah.
During that time, like, the one that I did review that was pretty scathing, Yelp removed it. They kept all my other ones.
Oh, wow.
They removed the one about my doctor's office, and I was like, this is bullshit. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's frustrating.
I know that could be frustrating, but it's a good platform.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's not. It's a pretty good platform. I will say this,
it's
too.
It's only good, though, if you have reviews. Like,
you know what's funny?
Yeah.
My cousin runs a churro business, and I think she only has 2 reviews, and she's been getting, and she's not even paying for Yelp ads. She's getting, like, booming business.
Oh, that's good.
But I told her, and you guys got a good response time. Your response time is going to actually reflect on your ranking, just an FYI, and you guys got a good response time, 10 minutes. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I told her,
we are always on it.
I told her, you need to respond. You're, like, taking 3 hours. And then she's like, well, I'm at work. I'm all, respond something because, or have your notifications on.
Yeah. The one good thing about Angie's List is that they can send an auto, you can set up an auto reply.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's hugely beneficial because within 5 minutes, an auto reply goes out to any customer.
That's good. That's really good. I know that,
I did get, you know, working on my master's degree, of course, I have, like, literally, my last 2 classes are finance and accounting, which is very annoying because those are really beneficial right now. But my marketing class, I did a 68-page analysis on Nike, and ultimately, hold on a second. Hold on, just seeing what this is. Give me 1 second.
No worries. Take your time.
Sorry about that. My whole thing is, like, I'm going to study these platforms. I like to be able to see the algorithm and how many people come. That is a huge benefit for Yelp. I do like the platform. It's easy to use. I can see how, like, they have their marketing set up where they make their money on, you know, one way or the other if you pay for their leads. We've learned not to pay for any lead because it's never worked out, not one time. So we'll just go for the ones that aren't paid, but we're utilizing Yelp, we're utilizing Angie's List. it'd be nice to have a Google piece of it. The website should go live. I mean, I've never built a website, but I've literally been teaching myself how to build it. And so I have almost all of it completed. I'm doing it through Wix, which is such an easier platform than Namecheap.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it through Wix. Like I said, I'm like 90% done. I have almost everything in there except like the services piece and then all the photos that I need to upload. But I feel like my Yelp account's pretty, it's got all like our before and afters. It has like
it's
a beginning of the
You've done a good job on your enhancements. Okay. A really good job. I'm looking at your Yelp page now. You've done really good work, good content on Facebook as well. Question, do you have the Facebook and Instagram linked? I'm assuming you probably do.
I think that we do. My Facebook and Instagram, I see, like, my problem is I let Cody kind of set that up thinking that he was actually, like, kind of knowing what he's doing, but he doesn't know what he's doing when it comes to computers, and that's okay. That's where I shine. So I haven't even gotten into his Facebook or his Instagram, but the idea is to mirror exactly what's happening on Yelp, before and after,
yeah.
And meet the team. My daughter should be taking over the, like, that was the other problem is that we have teenagers, like a 22-year-old, 19-year-old, 16-year-old, and that's what they do for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I was like, why don't you guys take control of the social media platforms? That way I don't have to. And here we are.
So it's okay.
I do apparently have to, and I will. That is the plan, though, is to mirror everything and then obviously on the social media platforms to include, like, kind of like their blooper content, funny videos, or just videos of different things.
And I would encourage you to do that. So as far as Facebook, what we would do is the Facebook marketing, the campaigns, right?
Uh-huh.
The Facebook ads specifically is what we would do. We're not going to post on your Facebook page. So I always encourage everybody, post on there, even if it's once a month. Keep the content fresh. As long as you have the Instagram and the Facebook linked. We don't touch Instagram. But, Laura, if we're running the Facebook ads, those will also post on Instagram. Because when you have them linked, it kind of saves you a step, right? You post on your Instagram, goes right to your Facebook, and vice versa.
Yes, that's why I do love that feature. That's why, okay, so we do have TikTok, like right in the beginning, like the very first day of our, you know, creation of businesses, we created the TikTok, the Instagram, the Facebook, and I think YouTube too, just because like my husband's intention was also to show people how to do things. So it's, we have all the platforms. I don't know, if there was any other ones that we were hoping to reach through, but I think the Google piece was kind of like the last outlander. So this is a good conversation to have. What do you guys do per month? It's not leads. It's strictly marketing, right?
This is strictly marketing. There is Google's pay-per-lead program, which is very different from the Angie's leads because they are direct calls. That is something that you guys might qualify for as well. Even if you don't do it now, it's always something that would be good to look at later on once you start generating more revenue, because I know that this is still a very new company for you guys, right? I think you said you guys started in August.
For that company.
Yeah, so I would say even revisiting that, Laura, on they call it Google Guaranteed, but it's going to be actually changed. Google's changing it to Google Verified. And their pay-per-lead program is complete opposite of Angie's leads because it'll be a direct call, okay, from the potential prospect.
Yeah, well, so that's the thing. Google, okay, so Yelp has, you can either pay for it or not. Angie, you don't pay for each lead. You pay for, like,
it's a budget
per month.
It's a budget that you have. Like, let's just say you got a $300 budget. When the lead comes in, it deducts it from that budget, which I'm going to tell you is a lot better than what they had before, because before they charged you for every lead, but there wasn't a budget. And even when people would set a budget, it would exceed the budget. So the way that they're doing
that's
it now, which is good.
Yeah, they just have a flat fee. They just have a flat fee.
Yeah,
and then
that's good.
They just send you like a certain number. That is the
that's
one thing
really
that annoys
good.
Me about the Yelp is that they give you both. Like you can either pay for certain leads or you just have like ones that are somehow direct to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like each month it's like – I have like, so I don't actually pay for Yelp at this point. Maybe at some point it will, But they gave me like $700 in credit, like when I first started. So I didn't pay anything the first month. And then the second month, it kind of just like rolled over. And then, so if it just keeps rolling, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully it does. We'll see what happens. I think it'll probably catch up to itself after the third month, because I think it's about $15 or $10 a day. I think it's like $300 total for that service. And then for Angie, we signed up for like the 84 to 130 ads or 30 leads per month.
Okay.
I told them I basically want to give everybody a shot. I want to like feel out everybody, see what works, see what doesn't, and then go from there.
Okay. Okay, good. Yelp, I'm putting that you have credit. So basically this package, what I was telling Cody, it's $2.99 a month. That's a fixed flat rate. You will not incur click fees. We will take $100 of that, and we're going to allocate it to your Facebook ads that we're managing throughout the month. Okay? There is a one-time $99 setup fee. So the initial investment starting today would be $398. Every month after that, $299 a month. That price you're grandfathered in, it does not change. Unless if you said, hey, I want to allocate more to the Facebook ads, then you would pay the difference. Okay? But that's at your discretion. I don't recommend the Google ads for you guys, because if we went that route, then I'm going to tell you you are better off doing the Google verified pay-per-lead program. Okay. I think this package that I'm offering is a good start for you guys because of the business still being new. So basically getting you verified on Google, creating the profile, optimize it, maintain it on the first page.
So when you're getting you verified on Google, is that the same thing as like how they wanted us to take a video and do that process?
Yeah. We get you through whole process.
Mm-hmm. But we tried that and we submitted it and they were like, no, it wasn't.
So I'm going to tell you, Laura, we're a Google channel partner, and we have found that there's many businesses who have come across the same problem as you have. Like, I was talking to a guy just last week. He's like, I've appealed it and submitted that video 5 times.
Yeah.
The perks of us being a Google channel partner is that we have a representative from Google. If that video is not being accepted, we will get a live rep on the phone with us, you, and a representative from Google to do it live if we're coming across those issues. So we've had some people that have been suspended on their Google business profile, and we've gotten them out of suspension.
But once you're verified, you're verified, right? Like, you don't have to keep doing this, do you?
Yeah, you're verified. You're verified.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah. I've seen where some people, they got verified, and then they went in and made a change. Like something weird, like this one guy that I was talking to, he's like, well, I used 2 different emails. And I said, well, you red flagged it. So that's why now Google's saying you got to re-verify it. And he's like, oh my gosh. I go, you got it. Like, remember your email. You're
literally
using
my husband. He did the same thing with Angie's. Like, I'm like, I used your Cody email. Like, why? Why didn't you use your Summit email? Like, what is, okay.
Yeah.
But yes,
and
okay,
so that's one thing. Our team stays on top of that. So, of course, getting you through the verification process, right? Get that profile optimized on the first page and maintain it there.
When you say Facebook advertising, like, is that advertising to just the, like, people that are local? Like, what does that look like?
So, basically, they retarget, right? Facebook ads will reach as far as 50 miles, okay? Whether you want to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So I'll give you an example. My husband does dialysis. I speak to the nurses at least 2x a week. For whatever reason, I couldn't remember the phone number. Okay? I went on Google and I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near me, because I live in Anaheim, so that's where the center's at. Pull up Fresenius Kidney Care, call the nurse. 2 days later, I'm doing a post for my granddaughter's birthday. All of a sudden, I'm getting this Fresenius Kidney Care ad because they targeted me as having an interest looking them up on Google. That's how that Facebook ad is going to work. So with Facebook ads, you could target by certain areas if you wanted. Okay? If you wanted to come up, in certain locations, what I love about Facebook ads, and I'll tell you the difference. The Google local listing is going to cover up to about 10, maybe 15 miles, what Google considers your local area.
Yeah, which is honestly, that's perfect. But,
okay.
But go on.
However, when you're running Google Ads, it's going to take it from where you verified your business and it's going to go out whatever mileage you want to cover, right? When it's Facebook, your home base could be a different location. You could say, I want my home base to be in this city and go out 50 miles, or I want to target these five cities.
It's in the living room, I think, babe. Okay.
Sorry. So that's how you can run those ads, okay? The home base does not have to be from Los Gatos. It could be from a different location and then going out 25 miles or what have you. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love about the Facebook ads, because they work very well together hand-in-hand with Google placement. As far as Yelp, we're only going to brand the page, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your website, we will not tinker with it. We just want to make sure that it's attached to your profile.
Okay.
And then what we cover is a mobile platform. So anyone that uses their iPhone, their Android, or their tablet can still find you listed on the first page searching for your services.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's pretty much what it covers.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. Any questions so far?
Okay, so ultimately your services are going to provide a presence on Google, Facebook ads, and then what else?
And then it's going to also include not just the Facebook ads, but branding your Yelp page, listing you on Bing, we're not going to touch the Yelp page. Branding it, making sure that it's visible.
Okay, I see.
Branding. That's what that means. We're not going to do your Yelp ads. We're not going to go in there and change your pictures or anything like that. That's a listing that you're already managing. So what we're going to do is just make sure that that branding is being done on the Yelp page, basically.
Okay.
If you didn't have Yelp, then we would have created you a free listing on Yelp, so that way you have a Yelp presence. But you're already doing the Yelp campaigns. We don't want to tinker with that page. We just want to make sure it's visible is all. Okay?
Okay.
And then the mobile platform, remember, that covers anyone that uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet, that they can still find you guys listed on the first page. Okay?
When you say the first page, so once I sign up with you, if somebody Googles junk hauling or junk removal near me, I'm coming up on that first, like.
As one of those top recommended options. We will never tell you you're going to be number one, number two, number three, number six, right? Because it depends on who's performing the search and where they're performing the search from.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is always to make sure that you're coming up as one of those top recommended options on that first page of Google. So that's what we call first page placement. And I'm talking about the local map section, which is where 90% of searches will start and stop. Okay?
Yes.
So that's what we do. Let me share this timeline with you, because I want you to have a realistic idea of how this is all going to be appearing. So your client interview with our technician is either conducted that same day that you sign up. If not, no later by the next day, because the sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving. That client interview, I block out an hour, but it takes about 30 to 40 minutes. And basically, they're verifying information you and I verified, going over keywords, search terms, Facebook ads, because we want to make sure that you're being listed correctly as well. 5 to 7 days. Directory submission will happen, Bing profile, as well as you being able to track your results with us. Okay.
Okay, yeah, that was the other thing. What was my next question? Thank you.
Yes, you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system with a username and password. It's actually our local splash dashboard, and you're going to be able to see all the analytics, Google Analytics, Facebook, everything. You'll even see, like, what age group is clicking on your Facebook ad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 14 days is when the Facebook ads are live and visible. Those can start already generating phone calls for you. What we always state, and this is written in our terms and conditions that we sent you in writing, the first page placement on Google, that's with getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it, and managing it on the first page, I will always stick to 45 to 60 day timeline. I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. Even when I've seen it happen sooner, I'm still going to stick to that timeline. Because when it does happen sooner for you, you're going to be happy. You know what I mean? Because if you're like me, if someone tells me 30 days and it's day 31 and now it's done, I'm going to call you. I'm going to be on the phone with you and I'm going to say it's day 31. Why isn't it done yet? So we like to always give that timeline, 45 to 60 days. Okay. But because we also know that it's important for you guys to start getting those calls as quickly as possible, is why we do the directory submission and the Facebook ads a lot sooner so that you can start generating calls. So what I say this, Laura, is the first month, yes, a lot of it is the programming. I'm not going to say that you won't get some calls because you might. When you're going to feel the strength of this program, it's going to be in that second month. And I like to be very transparent like that. Other companies won't share that with you. They're going to basically blow smoke and tell you, oh, yeah, you're going to get tons of calls in the first week. And that's not true because everything is a process. You know what I mean? But I can tell you this, especially with junk removal, and I say this because even for myself, I'm looking to haul away stuff. You know what I mean? Especially with getting towards the end of the year. I need to clear out things. So I don't want to take it nowhere. I'd rather have someone come and pick it up. So this is usually the type of year when I'm doing
that. Did you say the $299 is like a pro plan or standard plan or what? Like what tiers are offered?
So what we have is this one's considered the VIP. Then we have the other one, which is the ideal. And that one includes VIP with the Google Guarantee, the pay-per-lead program. Okay, so it would be typically be this platinum package with the Google Verified, right? So it's those two programs combined into one. And then you have what we call the Google, it's what we call the ultimate package. That one gives you Google Ads, Facebook Ads, local listing, plus the Google Verified. Let me see. You get text messages on Cody's phone, right? The one that we're talking on right now?
Yeah.
Let me do this. I'm going to send you this because I want you to open it up, this link that I'm going to send you. It's actually a pricing page. Don't be alarmed when you see the prices because it's not what applies to you. That's why I sent the email. So I just send it to you. If you click on the link, it's going to open up Local Splash's page and just kind of gives you like what we do, right? And then you're going to scroll towards the middle part, going towards the bottom. It'll say SEO packages. You'll also see right above it that like G that's colorful. That's our partner badge. And that would take you directly to Google's website. We can't fabricate it, just an FYI. So the VIP package is the one that I'm offering you. It does not include the Google advertising. Just because I feel Google Ads isn't going to be the best option for you guys right now. So typically this package would be $1,098. However, it's offered to you guys today at the $299 a month. And the $99 setup fee, it's typically $299, but I removed $200 because you guys are a new business. And I know with new business, a lot of money goes into investing to get the business up and running. Right?
Exactly.
So it's to give you guys the opportunity to be able to have that same online presence as other companies who have been in business for a while and have more revenue. So that way you guys aren't losing opportunities and have that same chance like everyone else.
So the $1,098 a month, does it ever go to the $1,098?
No. Even if you were with us for 5 years and you never increased your budget of your Facebook ads, it's still going to be that same rate. Of the $299 because you're grandfathered into it. The only time that would change on you.
Your website lists the three packages. So I see like the VIP, the ideal, and the ultimate. But how come it would be these three set prices, but my price is completely different?
Because I brought you in with a credit applied at a new in business rate.
Okay.
That is why. And that's why I sent you the email. Because typically our we don't offer those rates of the $299. Because Tara requested from me, she said, look it, they're a new business. Okay? Can we get them a new in business rate? Are you able to apply a credit to help with pricing? Because typically you would be looking at $1,098. But with this package, I mean, telling you, pay $1,098. If I was you, I'd be like, you're crazy. I just started this business 2 months ago. Where do you think I'm going to get that capital?
Yeah.
So that's why we offer that.
Okay. So I'm looking at the, email. I see just mm-hmm. I just see one from you from this morning.
Yeah. That's the one that I sent. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. It's not very robust or anything. It just seems like it doesn't really, it's just kind of like a generalized one, right?
Well, basically what it does is I give you the breakdown. So this way you know what's being allocated where. Okay. So you have your base product set up, the one-time $99 setup fee, which typically would have been $299. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now $299 a month. What I'm doing is I'm allocating $199 goes to the local programming and maintenance, right? Of the directories, the local listing first page, because Laura, we just don't throw you up there and say, okay, good luck. We'll talk to you in a month or what have you, right? Our team
yeah.
has to consistently be managing and optimizing and posting on that profile or else you're not going to have the best results, okay? $100.
So when you say managing like an advertising, because I've already built some advertising through Canva, like do you want me to turn in to you what I have or do you guys like, how do you build your advertising?
So basically, that's what the technician, and that's a great question. Typically, what they do is posting and optimizing, using keywords, search terms, posting on that profile. They are mm-hmm. going to take your input on it, right? Even with the mm-hmm. ad campaigns, they're going to do the content creation, but they want your feed on it, right? Like, they want what it is that you want on that ad, whether it's a specific photo or like a 2 or 3 second video, right? So they go over all of that with you. Based off of what your needs are or what you're wanting to, you know, you might want to run a promotion that month, you know? So they
so
take all of that.
I'm
going to
have
account.
A point person that reaches
you're
going to
have a team.
Class.
Absolutely. There is a team okay. here. It's our customer service department that are going to be handling your account. So you'll always have someone to talk to. Now we do service a lot of accounts. So I'm not going to say that we don't. When you call, you might have to leave a message, but they get right back to you. We do everything in-house. We don't outsource it.
Okay, so then as far as, like, how much the connectivity is going to be with myself and your and somebody representative or a team at Splash, what does that look like? Are we connecting, like, once a week? Do we have, like, specific meeting times?
You can request reviews at any time with our team. You could request and say, hey, once a month, is there anyone? Can we set up an appointment where someone's going over? See, when we're setting this all up, right, mm-hmm. the team is also sending you notifications. You're on the first page. Your Facebook ads are live. You just got a lead that came in because we're tracking everything, right? And we're notifying you of the activity that's going on as well.
So ultimately, in the beginning of our conversation, you had stated I have an available opening in your area for your type of service. Is mm-hmm. that how you guys stay competitive, is that you only take a specific number of clientele in a specific industry for a specific area?
Great question.
Is that how, like, because ultimately, like, not everybody, I mean, if every single business owner is doing
yeah.
this program, not everybody's going to be showing up on page one.
Exactly. So basically, with the channel partners to Google, the guidelines are they can work with one business per industry per area, right? Your area would be considered a 50-mile radius, okay? We can't work with anyone else. Like, let's say we signed you up, right? The mm-hmm. category is closed. The position's been filled, right? My team is told stop calling. The position's already been filled. Now, what that means is that we're not going to now turn around and sign up one of your competitors, because that would actually be us working against ourselves. How does that benefit you or the other business? Not in any way whatsoever. There are companies out there, Laura, that will sign up 5 companies in the same location, but they're not giving you first page placement on Google. They tell you they are, but they're not. Basically, what they're doing is they're getting you verified, creating the profile, and they don't care if you land on page 2 or 3, because they're not doing anything exclusive to getting you the most exposure. So there's a lot of companies out there that do that, right? They'll tell you, yeah, we're getting you on the first page, but if they're not a channel partner to Google, they're probably signing you and like, who knows how many other companies that are in your vicinity, but you're not going to have the first page placement.
So my other question is this, how, like with so many different companies very, very close and near us, with it, like also sharing the same industry, how is it even like possible? What are the odds of that there even being an open role?
Because the algorithms, Google's constantly changing their algorithms. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times they're changing it, right? Our technicians have to stay up with the algorithm changes. People are using different keywords, search terms, targeting different areas. I mean, right now, like, let's be honest, I'm looking at your area and I see Santa Cruz junk removal, Los Gatos junk removal. A lot of these companies, one is that, like, Bay Junk Los Gatos, it's a garbage collection service, right? It shows specifically what they are. The interesting thing is this, Los Gatos Junk Removal has 2 reviews, but you got, and they're coming up as number 2, when you look at Junk King San Jose, they got 3,100 reviews, and they're number 4. Now, that could be because they're using different keywords, search terms. They could be a number of factors. But no one is ever going to be given a specific spot, not even from Google. Like, here, you're on the first page. You're number 1. That's the spot we're giving you. Anyone tells you that, run. Because not even Google could tell you what spot you're going to be in. The algorithm, it depends on where they're performing the search from, the keywords, the search terms, what device they're using. Because if I use my iPhone right now and I do a search, okay, I'm in Anaheim right now. I do a search on Google for a nail shop near my house. I'll get who's ever in my vicinity because my iPhone is showing that I'm in Anaheim, right? But if I'm at my mom's house in Buena Park and I perform that same search on my phone, it's going to recognize the location of where I'm currently at. But if I'm wanting a shop while I'm at my mom's, I'm trying to find a shop near my house, I got to type in near Anaheim, California to get the search results for Anaheim. So depending on what device they're using, where they're performing the search from, how they're performing that search determines because of the placement that you're going to be appearing in. So these are all things that are being managed, making sure, again, that we're using the right keywords and search terms. There's a lot that goes into this. It's not just some people, and I know you don't, but other people have the impression that it's like the flip of a switch and I'm on the first page. It doesn't work like that. There's a lot that goes into it that we got to manage and make sure that you're coming up in the search results each and every time that they're searching up that service, that you're being found at that moment.
Let me ask this question. If I search my own company, like ultimately like in my area, if I search for junk removal in my area, as long as I'm paying for your service, I'm searching junk removal in my area, I should come up on page 1, correct? Like this is what I'm paying for, right? To come up somewhere on page 1. Doesn't matter if it's first
or
10th, just somewhere on page 1.
Correct.
Now, if I don't, what is, like, am I allowed to call and say, hey, I searched for this service and I don't see myself?
Of course you would be allowed to call. You have a team that's managing it. Absolutely.
Okay. So that's the other thing too. It's like, I just want to make sure that like,
yeah, no, of course.
But also like, I don't want to have to kind of babysit it either.
No, of course. And this is exactly why like our team is watching and they're being very, what's the word that I'm looking for?
Diligent.
Because here's the thing, diligent, but also at the same time, it's like this, you can cancel on us at any time. No one's going to hold you hostage here. We don't make you sign a contract. We tell you, stick it out 2 months. I'm asking you for a 2-month verbal agreement. Basically, give us 2 months, right? because again, it doesn't happen overnight. Okay. I know with a lot of directory listings, they make you do a contract, whether it's a year, 6 months, or what have you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's on their website, right? And it's what they require. To me, how I see it is like this. If you're asking me to commit to a year contract, that means it's going to take you that long to get me there, right? And there are SEO companies that do that. They make you commit to 6 months or a year because it's going to take them that long. If you were to cancel on us, even at 3 months, we are still losing money. With the amount of time that it takes for our team to put into creating your profiles, optimizing you, it would take one individual more than 100 hours to do all that. So we're still not making money until you've been with us at least 4 months. That's when we start seeing a profit. So even if you cancel that 3 months, we still lose money. We are going to do everything we can to retain you because you're getting the results that you need on what you're investing with us, not because you're locked in on a contract. So this is why we're consistently earning your business month in and month out.
Okay. So ultimately, it's a month by month,
mm-hmm.
and then I will have the ability to see the algorithm, the clicks per whatever.
Absolutely.
See like the process and the just like the benefit of it, see like the visibility of it. Now, my other question is this, like I have not finished the website. What if I wanted somebody to take like a look at it, to be like, here's my Wix, like this, it's made through Wix, like, or is that something that I need to partner with somebody else on?
We do websites, but I'm going to be very honest with you, Laura. If we even went in there and started making edits to your website, it's going to overwrite what you have already done. And we're not trying to do that. Okay. We do websites that are Google compliant and mobile friendly, and they have the automatic SEO settings. But when you come in with your own website, we do not want to tinker with it. You know what I mean? And I've heard stories where people have other companies, right? I was just talking to a gentleman like literally last month. He gave someone access to his website. He canceled with them. It was his own website. They told him, oh, we can make your changes for you. So he's like, okay, cool. It's part of the package. Great. I can't remember what company he said it was, but basically when he saw he wasn't getting results with them on Google, he canceled them. They kept his website. They refused to give it back to him. Yeah.
Oh my God.
All bad. All bad. And I say this not because it's what we do, but you want to be cautious with other companies, right?
Yeah.
If you've already done your own website, don't give anyone your access. In other words.
I'm almost done with it. I should just probably finish it. And if I need to make edits later on, like, it'll go live. But I think I should just probably just go live with it. There really isn't a ton of things left I have to do. So I'll make that a priority in the next, like, 2 days. Or not in the next. I'll make it.
And you have time. You really have time, only because, like I said, none of this is all going to happen overnight, right? So you have time to finish the website, you know what I mean? Especially if you're already, like, 90% done.
I am.
Again, we just want to make sure that it's attached, you know?
Okay.
And I have to say, like, you guys have done a good job. You've done a good job so far. I mean, just seeing the listings that I have seen, good job.
Thank you.
So I want to commend you on that. You're very welcome.
Yes, I built our logo. So I built my logo too for my company. But I mean, Canva is definitely one of my strong suits. I can build marketing campaigns like no other. So I definitely can do that. I there are certain things I excel at. This is still a new piece that I'm learning, is like the algorithms and how people actually find your company. I am very interested. This is kind of like, I feel like the last piece. I know that Thumbtack's probably going to reach out with a vengeance soon, but I just want to try out everybody because I'm completely unbiased at this point. And there are certain companies that I'm sure work super well for certain industries. And, I just want to see what works best for our industry.
Exactly. So the other thing that I told Cody is that rather than your physical phone number showing, we do put a local tracking number. This is how you're going to be able to really track the calls, okay? This tracking number, it's a local tracking number that's linked to your phone. And you can track the calls that you're receiving. If he was on his way to go give an estimate and he forgot the address at home, he can go back in into that tracking and reporting system and retrieve it from the call. Okay? It's a good training tool. It's a way to also block spam calls. Okay? So that is included. It is not an additional cost. It is included in it. It's with all of our programs. Because really, this is how you're going to be able to know, like, okay, that's an actual call that came from there. Okay? Yeah. So that's also included as well. Okay?
Okay. So we'll be so, able to see at the end of the day how many actual leads were generated because of this service.
Oh, absolutely. In your client dashboard, when you log in, because we'll provide you a username and password. You could always change the password to one of your choice because we generate one for you. But on there, you'll be able to see how many leads. You could view the profiles, how many times you came up in the search results, how many times it clicked on your Facebook ad. You're going to be able to track all of that, everything. It'll show it in the reporting system. And it's definitely something that we want you to track. Because, again, we don't want you just hearing it from us like, oh, hey, you got a lead or you know what I mean? And you got to be able to track everything with any type of program that you're using.
I agree. That's why when I was – there was somebody – oh, there, yeah. There was another person that reached out to me, like I said, with, like, Alex. I was like, well, Alex, am I able to see, like, the algorithm myself? He's like, well, I'll connect with you once a month and we can go over it, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, I want to be able to, like, see it.
No, you should be able to see it. Yeah, yeah, no, you should be able to see it. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
So that was like, no, that was a no for me because I want to be able to see what's working. How can I possibly know what to stick with if I don't know?
Yeah, I got to wait a month to speak with you. Yeah, no. And that's how you're able to see. You know what I mean? Because I mean, that's, for me, I think that's the beauty of it, in my opinion, is tracking your results.
That's what I said is like the biggest thing for me is I need to be able to see what this is doing for us.
Yeah, because someone just sitting and meeting with you once a month and saying, oh, hey, so this is what's going on. Well, where do I see that myself?
Exactly. Like, how are you making,
how are you generating that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I need to know that.
And also the other thing too, and I want to be super transparent with you on this, like let's say you were to decide one day that you no longer need to utilize our services. Okay. What we do is we ask you at least notify us 3 business days before your next billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge. Okay? There will be no cancellation fee. Your profiles are your profiles. The only thing that would happen is eventually, because we're no longer servicing the Google Business profile, eventually you might fall off the first page. You might end up on page 2. Okay? Because we're no longer managing it. You hold the ownership of that page. And as far as the Facebook ads, well, those wouldn't be visible anymore because we're not servicing them, okay?
Yeah.
But your profile, it doesn't disappear.
So when you
say
Facebook
ads,
does that automatically transfer to Instagram, or is that a whole separate thing?
So we don't do anything with Instagram, and this is why I was saying to make sure that those two are linked, because although we don't do anything with Instagram, if we're running your Facebook ads, those will show up on Instagram. Because you have the profile
link. That was my question. Okay, perfect.
Yes. Yeah. Even though we don't touch Instagram, but, and that's why I was asking to make sure that they're linked, because when you post on Instagram, it's going to post on Facebook. And when you post on your Facebook page, it's going to post on your Instagram. And I still encourage you, make sure that you guys are posting on there. I think that's great that you can have, put the kids to work, you know?
they're not really working if it's not actually done yet or
well, so, I did see some work on there.
I mean,
there's some photos.
Whatever's on there is like I put on there like day one. But basically, like I do need to go back in there. Like I said, I just had this huge project I just finished.
You're like, I need you guys to step it up.
I mean, I stayed up until like 5 o'clock in the morning. Finally finishing, it was my like 5th all-nighter over the last month, but it was a long analysis and business proposal. So I'm really excited to be done with that, and now I can move on with my life. I do think I'd like to move forward with this service.
Okay.
So just let me know what the next steps are because I have like 10,000 things to do.
Yes, yes. Okay, so are we going to create this? Are you going to be the primary or Cody on the account?
It's me. It's me.
You. Okay. Laura, what's your last name?
Q-U-E-N-N-E. V, like Valentine, I-L-L-E, hyphen brown.
Hyphen brown?
Yeah.
Like the color brown? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That the is actually how number... I always say it.
Okay. The best number to contact you at? Is that going to be on Cody's? 408?
No, call my phone. 408-690-3822.
3822. Okay. And then your Pacific time, you're on the same time zone as us. Okay, company name is Summit Hauling Company LLC, correct? You want the LLC to show. Okay. I do see an address. Okay, it's up to you. It's actually your preference. What do you prefer?
You know what? My question would be, what do people prefer to see?
Honestly,
what do you customers, do they like a little LLC at the end or do they give a shit?
Honestly, I don't even think they care because I see a lot of businesses listed. Some of them don't. So do you just want it to say Summit Hauling Company?
Yeah, just do Summit Hauling Company.
Okay, because on Yelp, it doesn't even have it. I know on your Angie's, it does. So we're going to put it without then. Okay.
Okay.
Your address, is it the 18050 Laverne Drive?
That's my home address, but yes.
Okay. This is the address like where you have the business like registered with this address, correct?
Correct.
Okay. We're going to hide the address. This address is not going to show anywhere on Google. I know Angie's always shows the address, but Google doesn't, you're not a storefront. So the address does not need to be visible. So I'll make sure it's hidden. Okay.
Thank you.
What is the number that is for the business? Because I thought I saw a different phone number.
It's 408, yeah, it is. It's 408-600-4909.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to make sure that the calls are going to be linked to that phone number.
Yes.
Okay. And then, okay, Laura, we're going to go over some notes real quick. Then we'll go over billing. The voice verification is for your protection because it'll outline the service agreement. It'll go over billing date and all that stuff, but I want to go over some notes for you. I'm going to try to get this done in 10 minutes because I know you got a lot to do. So aside from junk removal, what else do you want me to notate as far as like services?
Oh, this is perfect. So for the algorithm piece, right?
Yes. And then this is to give my technician an idea, and then they're going to go more in detail with you.
Okay, I was going to say, can I give you, like, a bunch of words, or do you want me to give you, like, a couple?
I mean, you can give me at least 10 to 12, I mean, for right now.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Excellent. Okay, hold on.
I'm ready. Okay, hon. No worries.
Okay. Okay, so junk removal and clean out.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Furniture and appliance removal.
Okay.
Yard waste and storm cleanup.
That's a good one.
Construction and debris hauling or removal, use your whatever word you think. Structure removal and demolition.
Structure and what else, hon? I'm sorry?
Structure removal and demolition.
Uh-huh.
Like people need a shed removed or
uh-huh.
whatever. Like we'll demo it. So structure
okay.
removal and demolition. E-waste and battery disposal.
E-waste and battery. Let me see. e-waste and battery disposal. Uh-huh.
Event setup and cleanup.
Oh, event setup and cleanup. Uh-huh.
Let's see here. Those were like the main things that, excuse me.
Awesome. This is really good.
Okay.
I knew a guy that used to do like set up events and cleanups in LA, and he used to make really good money.
Oh, yeah.
Really good
money. We just did a recent event. It was great.
But I'm going to tell you
something. And we have so many community events up here, so it's fantastic.
That's good. Yeah, he did some events, and someone really messed up. Like, the hard part is having to find people to do the work, and it was just, like, crazy for him because he didn't have enough people working, and people would show up late. So he was there all the time. He's like, I'm trying to get it to be where I'm not the one always there, you know, that I could trust people to just handle it. I see on Yelp, he's listed as Monday through Sunday, 9 to 5.
We can always put just 24 hours if that's easier.
That's up to you. You want me to put 24 hours?
Yeah, you can put 24 hours.
Okay.
I thought that's what you were jumping into, but maybe not.
Let me see what it says on Angie's. I know that's what it said on Yelp. On Angie's, it says... Where is it at here? Oh, my gosh. I just saw your guys' picture. Aw. But Angie's. Aw, that's so cute. Aw. all day. That's what you have listed. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. How far do you guys want to target? Do you want to do the 50 miles? Do you want to do, like, 35?
No.
Start there. 25.
I would go no more than 25 because you have to remember we're Bay Area and so 25 miles could be an hour and a half, 2 hour traffic.
I know. Well, that's like me. I live by Disneyland and it's like if I'm trying to get to the store that's 5 minutes away, it takes me 20.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Now, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails when we're contacting you, phone and text? What's your preference?
I like text. I feel like emails are so, I feel like emails are
get
like
lost. Okay. And
it
then I hear you. Now, you did already try to start getting verified on Google, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And it's not accepting your video, right?
It didn't accept our video. I will say we did do it at night.
Okay. It's okay. Hon. I'm going to let the team know so this way they can assist you with that. And then on your Facebook business page, you're just going to add us on as managers so we can manage the Facebook ads, okay?
Okay.
I'm putting that you have your own website.
Somebody's going to walk me through that.
I promise you, yes, they will walk you through. Yeah, we don't leave you to the wolves. In other words, like, here, figure it out. Yeah, no, they'll assist you with it all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When do you want the client interview? Do you have time later on this afternoon? The latest latest appointment I have would be 1 to 2 o'clock today.
Okay, because I have to pick up.
I don't know if that'll work for you.
Yeah, it's not going to work because I have, I'll be picking up.
Okay.
Doing a pickup at 1:30 and 2:23. So in that period of time, I won't be available.
What about?
I was just going to tell you that's the only period I'm not available.
Okay, what about tomorrow? Would you want something early tomorrow? Like, say, I have 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11. What time works?
10 to 11.
Let's do 10 to 11. I'm going to send
you... Yeah, you have physical therapy today. Hold on. Physical therapy, right?
On my feet, on the fourth of Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
Is it the 14th? Wait, is it the 14th today or tomorrow?
Today is the 14th.
The 14th today. I think you have... This was the original appointment that we made, remember? And so I think you have it, but let me double check because I got a text message about it.
Well, I'm not going to go today and tomorrow.
Okay, well, do you want me to give you the phone number? You can call them.
I got the phone number
right
in the
car. Okay, well, I have it right down here, too, on my phone. In this car, is your car unlocked?
Yes.
Okay, 2 seconds. 1 second.
No worries. Take your time.
Where is it?
If you don't see it right there.
No, it's okay. I don't see it right there. I have it on my phone, though. I'll go check right now. Would you rather go today or try to go tomorrow?
Well, they have the schedule too much.
Let me find out. I'll let you figure that out. You're a big boy. Okay. Sorry, I have both my parents. And
it's okay.
I have five kids.
It's okay. No worries. No worries. I say that to my husband. I'm like, you call your doctor. Okay. So I put you down.
I just remember for my head, for my.
Yeah. No, no, no. Take your time.
Close my ear rehab. 10:14 at 3:00. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. No worries. So I put you down for 10 to 11 o'clock tomorrow. We will call you from the 877 number. So just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. I will send you a reminder an hour before your interview, just in case if you forget.
That's good.
Yes, I'm going to actually do this. I'm going to right now, I'm going to text it to your phone, the one that ends with the 3822. Mm-hmm. I'm going to text you our customer service number. Save that number in your contacts under Local Splash. I'll also text it to Cody just so that way he has it too.
Okay.
Because whenever we call you, we're going to call you from that 877 number. So it's better that you have it plugged into your phone under Local Splash. Okay?
Okay.
I did include your login credentials in that text. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let me see here. I'm going to first take you through the voice verification recording. When I am walking you through it, Laura, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, you just stop me and say, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process the transaction. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording. And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Oh, that's a question for me. Summit Hauling Company?
Please state your name and title within the business.
Laura Kenville Brown, owner, business partner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Laura, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, calls will come from that 877 number, and that's why I encourage you to please save it under your contacts. If you call us, we always ask you to please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all of your calls to you. That doesn't mean it'll take that long, but we like to always say that, okay? If it's anything urgent, you could reach out to me. I can't make changes because the team will be taking over from here, but I could at least get a message to them, okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to provide you a security question that will verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You could choose either that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was her maiden name?
Get ready to spell this. It's Campagnolo.
Italian?
Yep. Very Italian.
I was going to say. That's okay. All right. I'm ready.
It's C-A-M-P-A-N, like Nancy.
Uh-huh.
G.
Uh-huh.
N-O-L-O.
Got
Campagnolo.
It. Campagnolo. It's so funny. I was typing it just because, and all of a sudden it starts giving all of these different suggestions. Interesting. Okay, perfect. So let's say you get a call, someone saying they're local splash, and you're just like, I don't know if that's really local splash. Ask them, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call on them. Okay? Just disconnect it. Now, in hiring, excuse me, local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required documents in a timely manner. These may include business license, proof of insurance, and any other items that are recommended for the Google Business Verification. None of these will be posted online, just an FYI. We like to be ahead of the game and have these in the back office. Okay, just in case if Google required it. We do ask that you kindly get these documents submitted to us within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account with us. Do you agree to get them? Go ahead.
Do you want that email?
We would prefer email. I will send you a list of items that we would request pictures of for the verification, and there will be an email in that. It'll be right before we end the call. I'll go over it with you. You could even upload it in your client dashboard, okay? So what we do ask is if you do agree to submit these items within 7 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is October 14th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Laura, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So your monthly payment will automatically renew on the 14th day of each month in the discounted amount of $299. So this is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, the number I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. Make sure you speak with the live representative so that way it gets canceled, okay? To prevent the charges for your next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing is due so that way you do not incur the charge. There's not going to be a cancellation fee, okay? Just we simply part as friends. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the card that you're going to be using today and that will be on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or in both?
I think it's going to be in my name. Let me see what your card's going to be.
Okay.
Just to clarify, we can change the card anytime because still waiting for
absolutely. If you, it's okay. If you need to change the card, just make sure you call 3 business days before the bill is due so that way you can switch it to the other card. Okay? So your billing date, remember, is always going to be the 14th. So like let's say for November 14th, you want to switch the card. I would suggest calling by the 12th. Okay, because the 14th will be on a Friday. Just an FYI.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Even at the very least, call on the 12th and say, hey, I need you to switch the card. Or even if you got it on the 13th, call first thing in the morning. Okay.
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 Hold on 1 second. I'm still looking for my wallet. We're trying to keep all the business stuff on one card for right now until we get his other ones. I'm just looking for that specific card right now.
I hear you. Yeah. It's always, I used to do that too when I had my own little side hustle years ago. I always wanted everything under one account. So
yeah.
Once I got that business account, then because this way, like any products I was buying or whatever, it was all under that account, you know?
Exactly.
Because when you mix it with your personal, it was like, oh my gosh, when tax season came, I'm like, oh Lord.
Exactly. Exactly. That's
oh
exactly right.
Oh.
So, like, we need
okay. What a headache, you know?
Perfect.
It's like, oh my
yeah.
gosh.
Okay, so this is under Laura Duskenville, not a hyphen.
Okay, not a hyphen. Okay, so let me remove that. Okay.
And
then, same billing address?
Yeah.
As a home address? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa. Visa.
Okay, and card number when you're ready?
4147-1814-4785. 0086.
Expiration month and year.
128.
And the CVV code on the back.
412.
Okay. I'm going to be processing the payment. You are going to get a receipt sent to you via text as well as email. We send it to both, and there's going to be a couple of them that you're going to be getting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is going to be your initial invoice. And we're going to go over that. That's your receipt. Save it for your tax purposes because, as you know, I mean, I don't have to remind you, but it's a write-off. The other one is going to say action pictures needed for Google verification. I am going to let the team know that you've already attempted to get the business verified, but the video is not being accepted. So then they'll know where to start from. Okay. On that list, it's going to ask you for pictures of your work tool, work equipment, work vehicle, business card, like if you have like a business card you guys hand out, business license, business insurance, whatever's on that list that you have, you're going to
uh-huh.
email it. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So there, you'll have to find the one that says initial invoice. And it'll be in your name. It should
mm-hmm.
be coming through any second.
This is to my email, correct? Or to Summit
yes,
Hauling?
Yes, it's going to go to Summit Hauling.
Mm-hmm. Just a second.
I heard something. And then I got to still send Cody the
okay,
also
I see
the
this. I see
customer service number, so this way he has it. Okay, perfect. So it goes on to say, hello, Laura. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see where it says, please click here to
mm-hmm.
accept your subscription terms? You'll click on where it says click here.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll take you to the page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. It has Cody's phone number in there, the mobile
mm-hmm.
phone, but that is not the phone number that we're texting because I specifically put it in the notes that we communicate with you regarding this account. Okay? You are the primary. But I'll have them noted on the account. Like, let's just say you told them, Cody, I need you to call and tell them to change this. I want to make sure that they'll talk to him still.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So where it says I agree to receive text messages, that's to your phone number that I have noted. Okay.
Okay. Wait. When I went to sign it, it says signature does not match.
Did I
say exactly as it appears? Oh, just you would tell me to put Laura Kendall.
Yes, yes, correct.
Okay.
Exactly as it appears there. Perfect. You're already a step ahead of me. Good.
Okay. All right.
And then it should take you to a page that'll say Local
mm-hmm.
Splash
mm-hmm.
username and password.
Okay. And you'll make me that right now.
My headset was dying.
It's okay. You want me to create this right now?
No, I'm going to give you your username and password so you could log in.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this is-
the username is going to be Cody's phone number. The number
okay.
for the business, no dashes, just a straight phone number.
Okay.
Okay. The password is all lowercase, one word, my leads, L-E-A-D-S.
Okay.
and then you could log in.
Okay.
Okay. And then you're not going to see a whole lot in there because the technician's got to be customizing all of this, but I wanted you to try to log in so that way you see how simple it is when you log into it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Beautiful.
It says connect to your Google. Allow.
Don't do anything with that yet because we're going to, right now you can't connect anything because we got to get you verified so we can get that profile up. Okay. So tomorrow, reminder that I'm actually going to do my best to make myself available when it's time to call you because I want to do the introduction with the technician. Okay.
Oh,
so when we call you, and I just feel like because we've had, you know, good conversation going on, I think it's, I don't know, I like doing that.
I think it's hopefully, great. That's fantastic.
I hope you get one of my favorites, you know.
Yeah.
They're all my favorites, but, you know. So, yeah.
No, I do.
And it's,
I do.
We enjoy doing that, and it's something that we're encouraged to do just because we've built enough rapport that we want it to be an easy transition for you as well. Okay? So, we'll call you tomorrow between 10 and 11 o'clock. It'll be from the 877 number. We'll call your phone. Just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. If for any reason we call you and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? And we will call you right back. Okay?
Okay, one question. Do I mess with the local splash page at all? Do I change the password? Do I leave it? Like, what's going on?
Don't change the password yet. Let us get everything set up. I would say if you're going to change the password, do it within 5 to 7 days. Let them get everything set up just so that way we get that taken care of. I wouldn't want you to change it and then there's a glitch or something and then it's like, oh my gosh, okay, let us reset it. So let's wait a couple of days.
So I won't touch anything until we talk, until I get somebody to talk to.
Right.
Right.
And yeah.
Okay.
I would say start gathering.
You guys have an app.
Yes, we do have the app. Yes. Okay. I'm going to ask the team to talk with you about the app too. And then on this, when we ask you for the verifications, the items, it'll provide you the email. It'll say, it says action pictures needed for Google verification. You can upload them on your client dashboard. It'll tell you navigate info page, the business page, scroll to the business documents section and upload them there. Or you can also email it. And the technician's going to go over all of this with you tomorrow as well. Okay.
Okay.
So we try to make it accessible for you. I believe they're going to walk you through that to download the app.
Okay.
But you might be able to. You could try it. Do you have an iPhone or do you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have an iPhone.
I would say let's do this because I want to make sure that the team gives you the correct one to download it on. I'm going to put a note because I'm not sure which exactly app it is because I know that they have one now. So let me have the team notate that to help you download the app. So this way it makes it so much easier. Okay.
Okay.
Cause I know there was a couple of things that they were fixing on it. So I want to make sure that it's the right app that you would be downloading, but I'm glad you have an iPhone. I love iPhones. I love Androids too, but you know, I'm an iPhone girl.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm so super excited for you. I'm gonna
also. I love that you said super excited because I would have used the same lingo. How cute!
I am. I'm super excited. Actually, I'm super stoked. So I'm gonna send you an email too because I do want you to take a look at the Google Verified program. Well, right now it's Google Guaranteed, but they're switching it to Google Verified just so you have that information on hand. I don't think it's something right now for you guys because let's get all the rest of this going. But you know, when you start generating more revenue, if you're interested, it's something to look into in the future. Okay. So I'll send you like the information on that so that way you have it on hand. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, then we will talk to you tomorrow. If you have any questions, please feel free and reach out. Okay. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Laura. Say goodbye to Cody for me.
I will.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.